It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
There's a beaver. We just heard it splashing its tail as an alarm signal.
They're probably aware we're here, and they make that splashing sound to warn the young. We're sitting next to a gorgeous beaver pond along Left Hand Creek in Left Hand Canyon, northwest of Boulder. The water is still black, and the pond is framed by Engelmann spruce and river birch. And right in the middle, there's this gorgeous lodge. Oh, it must be 5 feet tall and 10 feet across. And it's piled high with fresh cut willow branches and alder branches. And then down below, there's this artfully constructed dam. Just one of the most beautiful beaver dams I've ever seen, with fresh logs piled high. And so far, all we've seen of the beavers was that big splash when we arrived, and one of the adults splashed its tail on the surface and then dove down into the water. And here it comes across right now. It's swimming right across in front of us. It's coming over to check on us. She's taking a look. Now she's swimming back. Just paddling confidently through the water. And inside that lodge are her babies, and actually not just this year's babies, but last year's young as well. And they're just, maybe 30 yards away from us, snug in that beautiful lodge. He's coming back toward us. She's really checking us out. She's not used to seeing people sitting next to the pond like this.
That beaver is still swimming back and forth and not even alarming now.
One of the most wonderful nature books I've ever read is about beaver. It's called Lily Pond by Hope Ryden. And the heroism of the beavers, their intelligence, the things they have to overcome, you really get to love them and get to appreciate how smart they are and how creative they are and what a wonderful addition they are to our environment.
Mammalogist David Armstrong has said that the beaver is second only to mankind in being able to alter its own environment.
We're here in the evening. It's after sunset. We came here at 8:30 to see these beavers. Beavers apparently were not nocturnal in this part of the world until European Americans came here. And there are still some wild areas up in the Teton Range in the wilderness where you can go and watch beavers in the middle of the daytime at work swimming around. So it's just another indication of how much stress we put on this animal. It's hard to see beavers. It takes a lot of effort. But if you want to do it, the best way is to find a place and sit absolutely still right at dusk and just don't say a word, and they'll eventually come over to check you out.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.